Exercise 2, page 114.
Liar, liar. Craig smiles confidently and answers yes to the question while rubbing the back of his ear. The interviewer continues to ask him questions about his CV. Darren Stanton is sitting quietly next to the interviewer throughout the interview. Mr. Stanton says nothing, but intensely studies Craig as he answers each question. Little does Craig know, but he has been hired by the company to tell them when interviewees are lying. After Craig has left, Mr. Stanton points out which of his answers were lies and which were truthful. By analysing Craig's body language, such as when he rubs his ear, he is able to distinguish between lies and the truth. Stanton, now known as the human lie detector, picked up these skills during the time he was working as a forensic psychologist and a police officer. Studies have shown that in an average 10-minute conversation, people tell at least 3 lies. Our bodies give off a mixture of subconscious signals and signs, which cannot be concealed even by the most clever of liars. According to Stanton, most of these lies are told to avoid hurting someone's feelings or in awkward situations. They are simply a part of human nature. If this is true, what can the average person do to know if they are being spun a yarn? Mr. Stanton gives his top tips for spotting a fibber in action. Look me in the eye, but not for too long. It is often said that liars are unable to look you straight in the eye. This can be true, and they may rub their eyes, for instance, to avoid eye contact. But it may surprise you to know that really good liars often overcompensate by maintaining eye contact longer than normal in order to convince you they're telling the truth. If they hold eye contact for longer than 6 seconds, be suspicious about what they are telling you. Busy hands. While telling a lie, people often instinctively use their hands to touch their faces, scratch their heads, or cover their mouths, which show their discomfort. Sometimes they will even hold an object in front of them, such as a book, to create a subconscious barrier to hide behind. Stalling for time. When faced with a question a person doesn't want to tell the truth about, they often mirror or repeat the language of the person asking the question, so as to buy time to think. For instance, if a truthful person is asked, "Did you go to the cinema instead of studying?" they will reply, "No, I didn't." Whereas a liar, having no time to think, will mirror the question by saying, "No, I didn't go to the cinema instead of studying." There may also be an increase in the number of ums and ahs they use, again showing that they are thinking while talking. Right or left-handed. Whether a person is right-handed or left-handed also plays a role when telling lies. Right-handed people tend to look right when lying, while left-handed people tend to look left. Face-to-face. Most liars will have a telltale sign on their face, such as going as white as a sheet or the exact opposite, blushing. Such changes are subconscious responses to stress brought on by lying. Also, look out for micro-expressions, little nervous twitches or muscle spasms around the eyes, cheeks or neck, which flash across people's faces, giving away their true emotions. Someone may be smiling at you, for example, but but suddenly you spot their eyelids, eyebrows, and the corners of their mouths drooping. This could mean they are actually feeling sad. Be warned though, micro-expressions last for less than a second, so they're really tricky to spot. Above all, trust your instincts. If you think someone is trying to pull the wool over your eyes, you're probably right. Having said that, don't take things too far. Your friend might scratch their head while they're talking to you, but maybe it's just itchy.